Welcome to the TD Sports Podcast Show. I'm your host, Ty Delbridge, and today, February 6th, I'm going to look back at my best bets from yesterday, the games today, as well as my best bets and top props. Make sure you guys like and subscribe to this show. That way I can get in front of more ears and make this a better show for everybody. All right, let's get it. All right, yesterday we went 5-2. I added a late best bet to my Twitter. That's why you guys need to be following me on Twitter at Ty Delbridge if you are not, for any last eight late ads like yesterday. I added the Memphis Grizzlies money line. So I went 5-2 yesterday. Big cash day, big profit day, big return on investment day. So let's try and get that today as well. We'll just start from the top. The Hawks money line, they won big, 127-120. They were up double digits most of the game. And the Timberwolves, the last minute or two, made a little run. But the Hawks it was never in doubt. They won that thing easy. So the Hawks money line cashed. Hawks plus five cashed. Hawks big. Next, Grizzlies, they won 121-107. Big win for the Grizzlies. I just really liked the way they were playing, and the Mavs just didn't really have anybody. Raptors minus six, that did not cash. They only won by one. They were down big to the Pacers all game, and then the Raptors made an amazing comeback at the end of the game to win the game. They continued their streak 12 wins in a row, but they did not cover. The over 223 Warriors at Nets, that did not cover. The Nets got to 129 points, but the Warriors only scored 88. Next, the Jazz minus nine. Lost. I'm done with the Jazz. I've said it a couple times, but I'm officially done betting on the Jazz no matter how sweet they make the line. I can't believe they lost to the Nuggets last night. The Nuggets came in on the second out of a back-to-back with only seven players, and they were down 15 at one point, and they were down big. They looked out of it, and then in the fourth quarter, the Jazz basically thought they were going to win the game, didn't show up. The Nuggets took it. Jokic had an amazing game. The seven players for the Nuggets played way harder than all the Jazz players who were healthy. So I'm done with the Jazz. They lost that game. We're done. We're moving on from them. Moving on, though, with Nikola Jokic, his 7.5 assists. Yesterday, I said whatever the prop is, I was taking it. It opened up at 7.5 assists. I took it. I hammered that. He finished with 10 assists. Too easy. I'm going to be all over that the next couple weeks until they start putting in 11, 12 assists. And then the last one of the day, Bam Adebayo, and I had his over of 10.5 rebounds. He attacked all night for a little bit. It didn't look like he would get over double-digit rebounds, but then he started really hanging around towards the rim, doing putback dunks. And the Heat were in it for a little bit, but then once it got away from them, he wasn't as active. But he finished with 11 rebounds, so we cashed over that 10.5. So 5-2 day. We will look to repeat that for similar success today. When we come back, I will get into my best bets and top props. All right, welcome back. Let's get into the games today. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games going on today. First, the Orlando Magic at the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks just traded Marcus Morris, so that should affect the line. It did. The Magic are now 4-point favorites. They were 3, it's up to 4, and the total is around 206.5. I'm taking the Magic minus 4 here. The Knicks have only really been good this year when Morris is in the lineup for them. With no Morris, that really is a hamper for them. They also are going to be without Trier. It looks like Reggie Bullock could be a game time decision with an illness, and same with Mitchell Robinson. So just based on that, I know the Magic are on the second night of a back-to-back after a loss to the Celtics, but they looked okay in that Celtics game for a while till the Celtics really turned it on. I think the Magic are the more talented team here, so I'll take them. Next, Pelicans at Bulls. Pelicans are a 5-point favorite. And the total is 229.5. I like the Pelicans here, minus 5. I've even seen now it's at 5.5 at some books. I know the Pelicans are on the road, but they are a more talented team than this Bulls squad, and the Bulls have an injury list that just goes on. Let's see, they have Valentine's doubtful. They have Satoransky's probable. They have Ryan Archinokito, I can't remember how to say his last name, is probable. They have Chandler Hutchins probable. Daniel Gafford's doubtful. I don't even think Lauri Markkanen is playing still, right? And then So just based off that, and the Bulls haven't been really, really good at home this year. Pelicans are really getting, they're starting to hit their stride. I don't think they even have reached their full potential for the year yet. They were in that Bucks game for a while until that Bucks team really flexed on them. But this Bulls team is not the Bucks, and I think the Pelicans can flex on the Bulls. And I think we see a big game from Zion in his first game playing in Chicago. All that. I know young guys, when they play in the old Michael Jordan Arena and stuff, they always like to step up. That Madison Square Garden and Staples Center, I think, are the three really big ones. So I think we see a big game from Zion tonight. Next, 76ers at the Bucks. Bucks are a 9-point favorite. Total's 227. This is a pretty big number. I know the Bucks are a really good team, and the Sixers have not been very good on the road. But, I mean, 9 points for Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons. I mean, they have talent there, and they should be able to... They have to start putting it together at some point. They have really not had a good year so far. They have underachieved for what this team should be. I'm going to go on a limb here and take the Sixers plus 9. This is risky. This is betting on the best team in the NBA. The Bucks are so good. I just think 9's a big number. I could see the Sixers somehow covering this late, but I'm not advising anyone to really bet on that unless you are a Sixers fan or feel like the Sixers have an edge somewhere. I just have a little gut feeling that the Sixers might cover this 9. Maybe they hit like 2 3-3 threes late with a minute left and they make it a 7-point game or whatever. I think the Bucks will have this game in hand all night, and it should never be in doubt, but don't be surprised if the Sixers cover. I'm taking that. Next, Spurs at the Blazers. Blazers are a 3.5-point favorite. Total's 229.5. I like the total a lot. I think this thing goes over. The Blazers have been going over a lot. The Spurs have a pretty good offense. I think a lot of people think of them, slow it down, all that. But I think they switched it up, and they like to shoot threes, but they can also score in the post, and the Blazers have a little bit problem scoring with guys who like to score in the post and defending the three-point line. I think both those things, Spurs obviously do really well. Blazers struggle a little bit based on the Blazers' defense too. They haven't been that good this year. I mean, so I think it's a high-scoring game. These two teams will probably total up to 230, 235, I would imagine. Next, last game of the night, Rockets at Lakers. Lakers are a 7.5-point favorite. I see it 8 some places, and the total is 237. I'm taking the Lakers. I think they dominate the Rockets tonight. The Rockets have no size. Their tallest guy is, what, 6'6", 6'7". They're going to be playing PJ Tucker all night at center against JaVale McGee, against Anthony Davis, against LeBron, Kyle Kuzma. I mean, they can, or obviously not Kuzma, he's not big guy, but that's just saying, like, he's about the biggest guy the Rockets have is a guy like Kyle Kuzma. So I think guys like Davis and McGee are just going to dominate all night. I could see I see Anthony Davis having a big night. I see LeBron having a big night. The Russell Westbrook is questionable with a thumb. He probably plays, but the Rockets have just not been very good. I know they're on a little bit of a winning streak. They are starting to figure it out, but until they get Covington in there, not having Capella against this big Lakers team is going to be a problem for them. So give me the Lakers 7.5, total 237. I think this thing goes under. I think the Lakers slow it down. I think they dominate the Rockets on both ends. I realize I didn't give totals for the rest of the games. For the Bucks Sixers, I will take the over in that. Pelicans Bulls 229.5, I'll take the over. And Magic Knicks 207, I'll take the under. All right, that is it for my game picks. Let's get into my best bets for today. First, sticking with that Los Angeles Lakers game, Lakers minus 8 is what I got it at. I think the Lakers are going to dominate the Rockets, like I said. I think they hit their stride against the Spurs the other night. It was kind of a back and forth game, but in that fourth quarter, the way the Lakers came out and the way LeBron came out, he scored 19 in the fourth. They were dominating, hitting threes. I think that might have done something for the Lakers. That might be the start of something. I think they're going to get rolling here eventually with everything. They have one of the top teams. They need to put together a big winning streak. I think all the stuff with Kobe's now, it's never going to be behind them. But now they can kind of start using it more as motivation instead of still in grief. Now they're kind of maybe out of the grief stage, and now they can really play for him. And I can see a big winning streak coming, and I wouldn't be shocked if it starts tonight against this Rockets team if they just blow them out. So give me the Lakers minus 8. The Rockets are 11-14-1 against the spread on the road, one of the worst in the league. The Lakers are 12-10-1 at home against the spread, not great, but I like that better than the Rockets going on the road with no size and lack of depth as well. Sticking with that game, I'm taking the Lakers first half minus 4.5. They like to start fast, so I think they'll start fast, and I think they're going to bully I think they bully the Rockets all night on both ends of the floor, defense, offense, in the post, blocking shots, rebounding, not letting James and Russell really get going, especially James. They're going to make things really hard for them. I see the Lakers' size being a big problem. So all night, I think the Lakers get out on this game early and run with it. So Lakers minus 8 and Lakers first half minus 4.5. Next game, Magic minus 4. A little bit risky. I know the Magic have not been very good this year. They've kind of been blah, but the Knicks are not good. I know they're home. They have guys that can, I honestly can't even, besides RJ Barrett right now, I can't really even tell you who's on the Knicks team besides him, like Kevin Knox, who would be playing. Cause right now, Mitchell Robinson is questionable. Alonzo Trier looks out. Reggie Bullock is questionable. No Marcus Morris. I think that's so big. This Knicks offense can usually outscore some people when Morris has been in there, cause he's had a really good year. He's traded now. They don't get any of the players back yet, so they're going to have a little bit of a depleted team. So give me the Magic on the second night of a back-to-back who try and revenge a Boston game they thought maybe they could take, but then Celtics kind of flexed on them. But I think the Magic bounce back tonight and cover this minus 4 against a Knicks team that's not good, lacks talent, and now even lacks more talent with Morris gone. Next game, Pelicans minus 5. The Bulls injury list, like I said, is so long. I think it's easier to look at the players who are, I don't even know what I'm saying there. Forget that. Pelicans minus 5, but this Bulls injury list is just, it's ridiculously long, and I don't think guys like Zach LaVine and Kobe White have enough to hang with the Pelicans with Brandon Ingram, Zion, Drew Holiday, Josh Hart, JJ Redick. I mean, this Pelicans team is good, and they are only getting better. They've played two really good teams. They lost to the Rockets, lost to the Bucks, but those are two good testing teams, and they were in those games. Now they get a lesser Bulls squad. I think they dominate them tonight. So give me the Pelicans minus 5. I wouldn't be shocked if they won this thing double digits. And my other one of the one of the last best bets of the night. Man, I'm having trouble speaking this today. I'm taking the over 229 Spurs at Blazers. The Spurs have gone over 4 of their last 5 games on the road. The Blazers have gone over 8 of their last 9 games in total. I think both those right there. This Blazers defense hasn't been very good. The Spurs defense has been pretty good, but I mean, we get Lillard, McCollum, Anthony tonight, and Lillard's been hot. I think after that bad game against the Nuggets, all around for the Blazers, they look to bounce back at home. And Lillard always tends to have good games against the Spurs, so I expect a good game from him. We could see Whiteside getting back to the double-doubles after he had a bad game against the Nuggets. So I think the Blazers try to bounce back tonight, and the Spurs will keep it close by hitting threes, scoring with LaMarcus Aldridge down low. They always play the Blazers tough. These two teams always have good games, so I think it's a close game. All in all, we could even see overtime, but I think this thing goes over 229. All right, top props for the day. I'm going to take Anthony Davis's over 10 rebounds. Like I said, Houston's so small, no bigs. I think AD could have literally 10 rebounds in the first quarter. By the first half, there's just no one to defend these Laker bigs. I almost took JaVale McGee's over rebounds as well. I just don't know how many minutes he's going to play. I expect LeBron to have a big game. It's just, I know the Rockets can score, but they have no size. They're going to get bullied. So I'm taking the Anthony Davis over 10 rebounds there. And my last prop of the night, I'm going back to rebounds as well. I'm taking Hassan Whiteside's over 13.5 rebounds. I think he bounces back tonight after a bad game for him, an embarrassing game for the Blazers against the Nuggets. I think he tries and bullies LaMarcus and Jakob Poeltl. Those guys will make it tough, especially Poeltl a little bit down low, but I think Whiteside will, he's going to want to get back to his horse ways is what he talks about. So I think he gets over 13.5. I could see him getting 15, 16, 17 rebounds tonight as he tries to bounce back. So Davis and Whiteside's over in rebounds. All right, that's it for my best bets and top props for the day. Real quick, we'll just go through them. Lakers minus 8. Lakers first half minus 4.5. Magic minus 4. New Orleans Pelicans minus 5. Over 229 total. Spurs at Blazers. Top props, Anthony Davis over 10 rebounds. Hassan Whiteside over 13.5 rebounds. All right, that's it. That's it for today's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Tweet me your best bets. Tweet me what best bets you're tailing of mine. And we'll cross our fingers for all of us to cash today. Make sure you guys like and subscribe to the show. And we will see you tomorrow. Peace.